Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's August 12th, 2010. Today I'm going to talk about the scene from the deck of the Titanic. And if you've heard the story about the great ship that was built, and it was believed by many that this ship could not sink, that even God couldn't sink the ship. But sadly, that ship of leisure, with many men and women and children, perished and sunk to the depths of the sea after it was struck an iceberg. And people, this is an illustration of our day. Because to the carnal mind, man thinks all days will be as it is, and even tomorrow will be even better. But nothing's new under the sun, and the Lord is speaking to us. If we'll listen to his voice, and if we were really seeking him, we would realize the hour that we're in is so serious, that this isn't a day to live like usual. It's not a day to be playing church as usual, but this is time to really know the Lord, to seek him, to love him, to love people in godly fear and sincerity. God loves us, and he's intended to bring our blessing, but we have to recognize what's happened to the world, the culture of humanity, and their rebellion against the Lord, how, for the most part, people have refused the Lord, his voice, they have refused to believe and submit to Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, who bought us with his own blood. And if you could envision today this scene of the Titanic as the people thought it was a time to party, time to have leisure, got on this ship and didn't realize that many of them perished. Many of them had very short time to live. But of course, the warning sign was there. The iceberg could have been seen if they were looking on the horizon, if they were observing the signs from the radar. But most of the people were too busy eating and drinking, dancing, merriment, and even sin in secret places. And this is the time right now that there are judgments of the Lord in the land because he's offended, because a line was crossed. And God releases judgment so that people would realize that life isn't like usual, that God's getting our attention. It's time to seek him and repent of our sin. But humanity, the way of the flesh is hard hearts, hard heads, oblivious to the obvious. And as you read in the prophet Amos chapter 4, you'll see that God sends drought when the people are in idolatry and other sins to get their attention, that they would seek him, that it would rain again, because if it doesn't rain, there won't be food production. But God sends drought. God hinders the crops and the herds, and he releases pestilences and plagues, all intending to chastise the people. And as many as the Lord loves, he chastens and he rebukes. God particularly deals with humanity, always has. He's clearly known by the things that are invisible. God does want us to enjoy life, enjoy the foods that he's created. But we must. Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, with all your strength. And the second commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. These two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. It's not difficult, ladies and gentlemen. And through Jesus Christ, our sins, though there are many sins and transgressions and ways we've wandered, we've all wandered and gone our way against the Lord. But God knows that. And from the beginning, he gave his son Jesus, who was sent from him as our gift, to fulfill all righteousness and to die on a cross. Became a curse, for it was written, cursed is he that hangs on a tree. And for the sins of many, the blood of his cross has brought redemption. That's the good news. He was buried. And after 3 days, according to the scripture, he was raised again from the dead. He was literally seen and handled, and people ate with Jesus Christ after his resurrection by over 500 people. And men and women and children devoted their life to Jesus Christ. The very fact that he would die for their sins, and they actually saw it happen and fulfill in their days. And they laid down their life, and they were persecuted. On the deck of the Titanic, life as usual, partying on, not aware of the danger that's just taking place, and shortly. In recent times, I've been observing the spiritual environment where I live. And there's religious activity among churches that, you know, there is apostasy today. There are churches that follow false doctrine, heresies, have actually rejected and denied the Lord that bought them, taken on other gods. That's true. There are belief systems today that are absolutely contrary to Jesus Christ. There are churches that placate to the sins. And this has been the way it was since the beginning. But I've seen spiritual environment that does good. They have prayer. They speak of Jesus. They read the Bible. They do many good things. But the sense of urgency is not there. Of what we're in. What the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the churches. I don't hear it. And the danger in this is that the people are not prepared for what's coming. And that's the severity. Because God holds spiritual leaders accountable to prepare the people for the coming of the Lord and to prepare for the hard times that will come before the end. It's in the Bible. It's in the scripture for us to learn so we'd be spiritually prepared, mentally, emotionally, physically, in every way prepared, glorifying the Lord, absolutely focused and armed in the Lord through the Spirit of God for these days. But if we think it's just church as usual, everything's fine, people risk falling away, as Jesus said, as he warned about the end days. When persecution and tribulation arise, many will give up their faith. Then they will turn and betray others that have faith in the Lord. Matthew 24, verse 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And Jesus goes on and describes what these days will be like. Ladies and gentlemen, the church world too often is like on the deck of the Titanic holding a simple Bible study, not realizing the voice of the Lord crying and prepare the people for the coming of the Lord. Prepare for affliction and persecution. For some of you will be taken into custody. Some of you they will beat in the synagogues, the religious system. Some of you will be killed. But all of you will be hated for my name's sake, and you will be persecuted. And that is the door into the kingdom of God. You must suffer persecution for the glory of Jesus Christ. You will go through the sufferings of Christ. If you're a Christian, if you're an authentic disciple, follower of Jesus Christ, you will suffer affliction. Prepare yourself. This is the time to break up your fallow ground, your hardened heart. Circumcise yourself unto the Lord. The prophets have spoken about this. Jeremiah, for example. Jeremiah 4, verse 3 and following. For thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord. Take away the foreskins of your heart, you men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the voice of the Lord speaking to God's covenant people, written in the scripture that we would learn. God's not changed. He doesn't change. He's the same. His word is forever settled in heaven. And here, even during this time of when they were under the administration of Moses, the law of Moses, the prophets were calling them to, it was a heart issue. And they were to circumcise, so to speak, to remove the padding, the covering, the hardness, the flesh. Circumcise the ears that they could truly hear the Lord. God's fury is upon the religious people when they hypocritically walk in darkness, walk in the flesh, and say, we've not sinned, when they have sinned, and they have not sought the Lord, when they thought the Lord would do nothing, neither good nor evil. God's fury is upon that. I'm speaking to the religious ones that are still in the church system, that are going through the motions, that are hypocritically have a facade. The last thing you want to do is be a hypocrite in the name of Jesus Christ. It'd be better for you to be a total heathen, worshiping gods of gold and silver and wood and stone and the stars of heaven, than to say you worship the Lord but walk in the flesh, serving your own self. Ladies and gentlemen, out of God's mercy, He's warning you. He's warning you. In another text in Jeremiah that has spoken to me was how Jeremiah said he was weary and holding back. He was calling the people to repent before the Lord. Will you indeed hear His voice? Will you hear His voice? Jeremiah 6, verse 10. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Ladies and gentlemen, do you want to hear the Lord? Do you really want to know what He has to say? People will go to a physician to be diagnosed. And then they take the prescribed mode to correct the illness. But we have an illness of self-centeredness, of the flesh, of self-willed, of being oblivious, of being blind, of hardening our head and our heart and our neck against the Lord to where we don't see the obvious, become blind. Where the people cannot literally see the judgments of God in the land. They cannot see it. They don't talk about it. Is this not a time to walk cautiously before the Lord? Is this not a time to lift up our heads? For our redemption is drawing nigh. For the very words of Jesus are being fulfilled in our day. It's as if being on the deck of the Titanic. Holding a simple little Bible study. Singing little lullabies. But after Titanic strikes the iceberg and it's evident it is sinking, a sobriety hit the hearts of many of those people and they realized that their lives were in jeopardy. They were going to meet their maker. And this is why this illustration is so important. Many judgments are in the land and there will be many more, ladies and gentlemen. They will be so striking the hearts of many will faint because of the things that are coming upon the earth. Unprecedented days such as never were before, not since the beginning of the creation, nor ever shall be.